This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities with some comments on the wheat market for Thursday, November 17th. Well, yesterday in the futures, we had wheat giving up most of its gains from Tuesday when we had a sharp rally because of an errant missile dropping in Poland. Once we understood that it was actually originating from Ukraine shooting down Russian missiles, then we breathed a sigh of relief and the market gave up all of that war premium, if you will. So basically traded an inside day for both wheat and corn yesterday. And again, coming back down to trading an inside day and coming back down to the lows that were put in on Tuesday. So the market clearly is struggling to the upside. Now overnight, we're down again. We're down another 20 cents in wheat. We're down a dime in corn. News reports are showing that Russia has agreed to continue the trade corridor for another 120 days. Now that clearly is a negative tone to the market as it continues to allow more grain to move out of Ukraine. It's also going to allow easier grain and fertilizer exports out of Russia. So this is clearly a more of a bearish factor in the wheat space. Now it still includes the three ports. Ukraine wanted to include another port in its southern region, but that appears not to be part of this agreement. So the three ports are Odessa, of course, Chornomorsk, and Pivdeny. I'm sure I did not pronounce those correctly. Those three ports combined have the capacity to export about 3 million tons per month. And so, again, we would expect that this is going to ramp up quickly because it's going to get cold and some of these ports are going to freeze over. So it just becomes much more difficult to export once you see the cold of winter set in. Now, so far, since this agreement was put in place in July, those three ports have moved about 11 million tons of grain, 3.2 million tons of wheat, which is about 30% of the total, 4.5 million tons of corn, about 41% of the total, rapeseed 7%, sunflower oil 7%, and then also some soy meal, sunflower meal and barley. The primary countries have been Spain, Italy, Turkey, and China. So not all of these are those third world countries that Russia had agreed to, and which was part of their complaint that they may not re-sign this agreement, that it wasn't going to the poor starving nations. But either way, it really was in the best interest of Russia to sign this agreement anyway, because it keeps their exports moving and it increases their exports, actually, because now they can include fertilizer much more easily. It does look like the UN is going to agree to allow one of the Russian banks to come back into the payment system, which will make it much easier for Russia to sell their products. And again, this is not only going to continue to keep wheat moving, but it's going to include fertilizer now. So that should help alleviate some of these sky-high fertilizer prices. Looking at the charts, we see that four ships are leaving the Ukraine ports today, three of them containing wheat, and one of them contains soybeans, which is going to Turkey. Eight ships left the ports yesterday. So even despite the uncertainty of this agreement being re-signed, ships were moving and being loaded. And so it looks like we're going to continue on this pace. Now that said, markets have come under a bit of pressure here over these last few weeks with corn kind of wrapping up the harvest. We're seeing more pressure come there, I think partly because farmers just ran out of storage space. Their bins are full across the country, across the Midwest anyway, in the Central Plains and especially the Western Central Plains, the bins are empty. And that's why basis levels are so high. But they're going to have to pull corn from the eastern Midwest, it looks like, and that's going to get expensive. We still have very low river levels, so barge traffic is slow, tedious, expensive, and our exports are non-competitive as a result. And so this keeps most of the supplies domestic, and it's the question is, with relatively tight supplies domestically, can prices sustain this upward, the longer term upward trajectory? And I think the answer to that is no. We see a huge crop out of Brazil from their old crop corn that's being dumped into the world pipeline, along with big Ukraine exports. And the fact that the U.S. would import corn from Brazil pretty much puts a ceiling on corn prices right at that $7 level, which time and again held the market. So now the corn market is starting to drift lower, starting to break out to the downside out of that tight, narrow trading range, and looking at support probably around the 650. If we break below that, then we're looking more around probably, you know, 640, 635, somewhere in there. For wheat, I think we're going to find a trading range through the winter. Question is, you know, where's that bottom side going to be? I think the top side becomes right at that $9 level on Chicago. The downside, we seem to be finding pretty decent support at that $8 level on Chicago December. If we break below that, the next target becomes 775. So I don't think we'll spend a lot of time there if we get there, but I think we'll settle into a range between $8 and $9 through the winter, and I think that offers opportunities when we're at those extremes, which of course we are right now, hovering right at that $8 level. So, we've got the holidays coming up. It's going to get quiet. Trading volumes tend to fall off a cliff after Thanksgiving. Got option expiration next Friday, day after Thanksgiving. So I look for these markets to become very quiet. And that alone offers opportunities if you're looking to write options. So, you know, just keep in mind kind of what the seasonals are, what the trading tendencies tend to be, and we'll just trade accordingly. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.